We are in Daf Pei Gimel Lamed Aleph. Let us start over again from the Beraisa. Tana Rabbanon, Misha Ochsai Bulmes, Machilon Oisai Hakal Akal. If a person Bulmes is a sickness that comes from Ra'ovain and is Pikuch Nefoshes, so is Mechuyev to eat. So if they only have macholis asuris, machil noise hakal akal. So you give him the geringste issa. Tevel on nevele, machil noise nevele. Tevel is a chiev misa bidei shemayim. Nevele is a chayv elavin. So you give him nevele. Tevel is shviyas, shviyas. Shviyas is a iseresa. Tevel is a chiev misa bidei shemayim. Tevel utruma. Now this is the new sugya. What if there's tevel and truma? So what is the halacha? So the Gemara says, tanoi, this is a machlekes tanoi. The sanya we learned in a baraisa, machilin oisai tevel, ve'ein machilin oisai truma. You give him tevel, you don't give him truma. Ben teima oimer truma v'loi tevel. No, you give him truma and you don't give him tevel. Omar Rabbi, heiche de efsher bechulen, if it's possible to give him chulen, to be misaken the tevel, the kula angmi loy pligi, then there's no shaila, the misakninon loy umasvinon loy. So we're misaken the tevel, and we give him chulen. Ki pligi bidaloy efsher bechulen. It's loy efsha bechulen. We'll see a machlekes what this means, but loy efsha bechulen. But he can't give him chulen. Is mar sovar tevel chomo? So the Tanakama holds tevel is more chomo, or mar sovar trume chamur. He says both have a common denominator, both is a chi of misa bidei shamayim. And that is a machlekes, which is more chomo. Mar sovar tevel chomu, avotrume chozir lekoyin. Trume, since it's chozir lekoyin, so it's a green grease, tevel is also lakel. Umar sovar trume chamure. And benteima holds trume chamure, avotevel efshel is kune. Tevel is such an iser that is efshel to be misak. Now let us see Rashi. But the efsher bechulen, so Rashi says pshat. So Rabbi says if it's efsher bechulen, sheyesh dai bechulen shel tevel ze lahachiloi laacher shetinos trumos. So Rashi learns pshat that this person needs a pound of tfuim, and we have here tevel which is a pound and a half. So if he'd be misakin the tevel, he could end up with a pound of chulin, and he wouldn't have to eat the trumas maisa, the maisa sheni. There's enough chulin there's enough chulin in this tevel that's sufficient for the chayla. Is the kul alma loy pligi, the misaknina loy umasvina loy, so that everyone agrees that we will be misakin the tevel, and you'll give him the chulin. Ve'ein machilin oisai loy tevel v'loy trume. Then there's no machlekes whatsoever. There's no shaila. You don't give him trume. You don't give him tevel. You give him chulin. Ki pligi deloy efsher bechulin. That the chulin, Rashi learns pshat, is not sufficient. Elo imkein oichol eskuloy. He has to eat everything. That means we have here a pound of tevel. And in order for him to come back to his koiches, he has to eat a pound of tvue. Now, in order for him to eat a pound of tvue, that means he has to eat, let's say, 3/4 of a pound of chulin, and then 1/4 of a pound of trume, trumas maisa, etc. Vikoma, so now, that is the shaila. That means, so we have two alternatives. We have an alternative, this is tevel. Should you be misaken the tevel, and he'll be eating trume, he'll be eating 1/4 of a pound of trume, Tumas Maisa. Or should we give him the tevel? Or should we give him the tevel? V'kama machilin oisai atevel k'moishahu. V'leyafrishu mimenu. So he says, the Tanakama says, you give him the tevel. V'leyafrishu mimenu truma. So you shouldn't be mafrish. L'achiloi truma la'atzmo v'chulun la'atzmo. That'll come out, you'll be giving him truma alone. Give him tevel. Don't be misakin and give him tevel. Uben teima oimer mutev sheyafrishu trumosoi viyachilu kol echod laatzmoi. No, bimafrish trume and bishvimachol kol echod laatzmoi vule yachilu tevel kemoi shehu. Don't give him tevel. Now what is the machloikis? Mas over tevel chomu. Tevel is more chomu shafilu kahanu meine roi. Umas over trume chamuro. Shein lohete, avotevo efshe de mesakenlu, vachulin yuruin lecholodim. So the machlekes is if the isa tevel is more chamo, or the isa trume is more chamo. That's the machlekes. Now in this gemara, there's a few kashes which the gedolei achrayim ask. One kashe, the gvuras ari asks, he says, you have your machloikis, if trum is mochomo, tevel is mochomo. Fine. So, frag the gvura sari, min ha-teire, trum is bottle bechulun chad betrei. So, he says, ota doch an eia, meirudike eitz over here. So, go be mafrish trum. Trum is a 50th, with your trumas meiser, with everything, be mafrish it, and mix it up together. And it's mutam in a teire. So you have a pilpul over here. What to do? He says, give him tevel. Because trum is mochama. What's pshat? You know, be mevatel de trume. Be mevatel de trume. I hain mevatel in isa lachatchile. No, loy mi boy, if it's at a drabon on the kedin. If it's a drabon on the kedin. Zichach means what? You give him tevel. That's misa bidei shemayim. Because you say, because trum is mochama. Trum is mochama. Trum is misa b'day shemayim. Now have to give him trume. Take the trume and be mevatel it. So if it's a drabon, then you zicha do it. If it's a daraisa dikedin, but it's a daraisa dikedin. It's not, the shita sarai v'tiz, a mevatel nisa lachatul, it's a daraisa dikedin. But after pikein, it's not chai misa b'day shemayim. So, fakert, So take the trume and be mevatel it. The trume is mice and be mevatel it. That's one meirdike kashe that the gvuras ari asks. And this kashe, the Proshus Drochem also asks this kashe in Simin Yotes from the Mishnah Lemelech. So Proshus Drochem wants to say interesante zach. Let's say there's another kasha, which is also asked. There's a bekantaran, which is an asudye. The reshainim paskin, for a multitude of reasons, that if you have a chayla sheyesh by sakone, and you have nevela de kemit, which you could eat right now, and you have a behemah, you can shecht. So what should one do? Should one shecht the behemah in Shabbos? Or give him the nevela. So the Ran says, a famous Ran, that you should shecht the behemah in Shabbos. Why? Shchite alachire. Shchite is a nisar sheyesh baikoris, Mrs. Besden. Nevela is a chai vilavim. So the Ran says, because shchite is once upgetan the aveire, finished. You shecht it. You did a aveire. Shchite yesh by Mrs. Besden. But it's finished. You did once the aveire. If you won't shecht the behemoth, you need nevela, so kol kezayis, a kezayis that he's going to eat, he's going to be over another lot. So the Ran says it is better to be over once an aveira chamura than to be over keseder aveira skalis. Like this will be keseder eating nevela. Each kezayis is a bazunder aveira. So better go and shecht. So here, Bemis, we also have this kasha over here. According to the Ran, it's a merdike kasha. I mean, you're telling me that Truma is more chomo than Tevel. Fine. Truma is more chomo than Tevel. But if you're not misakin it, so kol kezais of Tevel, he's over this of Tevel. If you are misakin it, so roiv is chulin. So roiv is not roiv any of it. Good, he'll be eating Truma. He'll be eating Truma. So it's better to be over the iso. To be the iso Truma, even though it's more chamo than to be over the iser of Tevel or Kol Kezayis. These are two kashas which the Gedolei Achronim ask. On the first kasha, the Proshes Drochem seems to say a teretz. It's not clear, but I think that's what he means. The kasha was, let him be mevatel. He could have a very good answer. Let him be mevatel the truma. So he said, "There's a dinay mevatlan iselachat chila." So yeah, mevatel iselachila is not. So the Proshes Drochem says, you don't tell someone to do an avera for the chayla. Let the chayla. I should be even avera because of the chayla. So yes, what do you mean? It's always like that. You shecht a behemah for the chayla also. I'm shechting it. He's not shechting it. Bafal pikein, he's a chayla shesh by sakone, and he needs a basa shuta, so you shecht. So I think, pshat in the Proshes Drochem's teretz, is as follows. That means if the deen is what food to give him, should I give him shchute, should I give him nevela? So we figure out shchute is better than nevela, whatever the lomdus is, you give him shchute. Now how do you get shchute? Shteitzich, you have to shech. So that means if we came to the conclusion that we should give him shchute, so shteitzich, you have to shech. That means because there the deen is what kind of food to give him. That means he's going to eat shchute. But the Proshes Drochem says, if he has, the food is the same food. I mean, he's going to eat this tfuah. This 1 pound of tfuah. He's going to eat it. It's not, there's no, now I should do an aveira that like this, he's a chodesh yesh by sakana. I mean, else is mutter. Now I should do an aveira that he should have a lesser aveira. So that you don't say. That's the Proshes Drochem. Proshes Drochem gets stuck with a Gemara later, which we'll learn soon. There it seems you do an Avera, that he should have a lesser Avera. So there's a beautiful Mahalach, Alpidus Proshes Drochem from the Avni Miluim, the Tshuvah Simen Yotes. The Avni Miluim says as follows. Be'emesin, there's a Yisod, that what the Proshes Drochem said is Meiridik. Ein omrim lo odom chatei bishvil sheyiske chavirecho. That means that's forget. I mean, I should do an aveira de reise, so you should have a lesser aveira. That like this, I'll be mevatel it. So I'll do the aveira. You shouldn't have an aveira. That's me achilu shesh beisakon. There's no such thing. By an iser de rabbonon, if I should do an iser de rabbonon, he says the gemara in Shabbos clears the shaila and mitiroi leradois. If I'm allowed to do an iser de rabbonon, but he is a pass to be matzel him from Mrs. Bezin. So there is a sugya. So there he says Taisva says he was a pesheya. So he was a pesheya. There's a dion. If I should do an iser de rabbonon to be matzel, he was a pesheya. But if he's not a pesheya, she says the guidelines are as follows. If the guidelines are as follows. If he's doing an Isser Darabonon to be Matzel Yene, then you take to do an Isser Darabonon. By an Isser De Yereise, Ein Oimrim Lo'odom Chatei Bishvil Sheyizke Chavirech. So Memele, so he says as follows. So let's go back to the Kasha. The Kasha was, what's the problem? Let's go and let's be Mevatelet. Let's be Mevatelet. So he says, according to the Raivet Shita, that's an Isser di Araise. A Mevatel Isser Chil is an Isser di Araise. So, it's an Isser di Araise. So, Ein Oimrim Lodom Chatei Bishvil Shiyiske Chaverecho. That's the Raivet Shita. But, Raiv Paiskim hold it's a Darabono. So, Lochair, it's a good Kashe. Zoktav Nimiluyim, he says, but to be mevatel trume is an issa deraisa. Why? Because there's a special din of mishmeres trumoisai. One is mechuyev to watch and protect trume that it shouldn't be heilach leibot. You have to watch trume, it shouldn't get ruined. If you watch trume, it shouldn't become tome. There's a din deraisa mishmeres trumoisai. So he says, if I'm going to take trume and make it ois trume, so ein lecha bitl mishmeres trumoisai, like I'm taking trume, making it ois trume. She said, that's an iser the reise of mishmeres trumoisai. So memela, so he says, he's not, so say, right on iser the reise. So memela, I should be mevatel, the trume in the chulem. Here's the din, ein omrim la'odem chatei b'shvil sheyiske chaverecha. That's what the Amnei Miluim says. I'm just thinking about, ich weiß nicht, ich mein, this is only, I mean, let's the Misha Och Zay Bulmes, let's just tell him to mix it up. I mean, wait, let Yenny be Mafresh the Trume and the Och Zay Bulmes. I mean, let he himself do it. I mean, unless he's speaking about that, he can't do it anymore. He's in such a matzav, he can't do it. But Lachayre, this is doch, here we're just saying, Adreidel in Odom, Lodom, Chatei, Bishvil, Shizke, Chaverecha. But Lachayre, the person who's Och Zay Bulmes, let's be Mafresh the Trume and let's mix it up. Let him mix it up together. If it's possible. This is one oifen. The Sam Seifer brings down a tshuva from the Yaivitz, that the Yaivitz brings down a Yerushalmi in Masechtas Demai, that the Yerushalmi says, a Mechudishlike Yerushalmi, that if a person is Mafrish Trume, he is Tevel, he's Mafrish Trume, and then he takes this Trume, and he puts it back and mixes it up with the chulin, it becomes tevel again, the yeraise. The whole din that trume is bottled bechulin means, someone say trume fell into chulin, so me meile, so then it's a medum, it's only a drabono, mina teretz bottle chad betray. But if you take its own trume that you were mafresh and you mix it up together, it becomes tevel the yeraise. So me meile, so hat betoch nish kein eitze. That's on this kasha. And the kasha that they ask on the run, so chamuyim dike kasha. The kasha was let it be trume, but like this, bechol kizayis a kizayis is over. The Chassam Sofer wants to forever. He brings a machlokes tanoim in Masechtas Menachos. If a person has two choices. One choice, he'll be over an Isser de Reise a multitude of times, the same Isser. And the other choice is, he'll be over not so many times, but it'll be different Shemus. The Shaila is if he has to make Harkode a lot, or he has to make Tzire, Trine, and those. So the Shaila, which is more Chomo? The same Isser more times, or different Shemus less times? Since this is considered a svara to say, one Tani brings Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's preferable to do the same issa more times than the different shemus a few times. It's called doing one big issa. Here it's called I'm different. This issa, so this is more common. So he wants to say our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it is preferable to do the same Issa more times than to do different Shemus. So he says, here by Tevel, the Sam Sofer wants to say, we have a different Shemus. We have a Trumah Gedoyla, then we have Trumah Meiser, and if they have to make Challah, so then there'll be a Chiyav Challah, and maybe it's Meiser Sheni, there'll be different Shemus. So Memele, so different Shemus, Argema, we don't pass on the Rabbi Shmuel, but Argema goes to Rabbi Shmuel, so therefore it's not the Ran. The Ran is Shchite or giving Nevela. So the Ran says, so 10 times 10 Kizaisim of Nevela is more Chomo than one Shchite. But here, since there'll be different Shemes, Trume and Trumes Meiser and Meiser Sheni, so therefore it's preferable to do the same Avera one time. That is what the Chassam Sofer wants to say. Lemaise, the Gvuras Ari, and the the Poshes Drochim want to say something else. The Medayik from the Loshna Rambam also, that the Ran did not learn like Rashi. The Gvursari says, Pshatan or Gemore. Rashi says, I'm leaving the Kepshatan or Gemore. That or Gemore means that, Kol Hayichedev Shebechulin, so Rashi learns Pshat, to Kul Alma, Lepignisim, the Meskinelem, Mesvinelem. That means if, so Rashi learns that Kol Hayichedev Shebechulin means that if, the Chulin will be Maspik, then Yezicha make Chulin. That the chulin alone will not be enough. You need the truma also. That's a shayla. What do you do? So here we have these kashas. They say that the Ran did not learn like this pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, so he also doesn't learn like this pshat in the Gemara. He says the Gemara means like this: Kol hayichedev shebechulin. If you can make the tevel chulin, that means it's your tevel. You can be mafresh truma samaisres. So memeile, then you zicha make a chulin, the maskinelein. That's what you do. You mafresh tume and you mevatel it and shalom al Yisrael. If you can do that, kol heiched the efshe bechulin means you can make chulin. That means it's your tevel. You can be mafresh tume. So then you zicha do that. So you make it chulin and you mevatel the tume in the chulin and shalom al Yisrael. If you can do that, it's good. Ki pligi the machloikis is b'dloyev shebechulin. You can't make it chulin. It's not your tevel. You can't be mafresh the trumas amaisres because it's not yours. So you are confronted with such a situation. You have a pound of truma in front of you and you have a pound of tevel in front of you. And he needs a pound. And the tevel, he can't make chulin and be mavatal the truma and the chulin because it's not his. So that's the case of the Gemara. The Gemara means you have a pound of truma and a pound of chulin, and you can't be misakin the tevel, a pound of truma and a pound of tevel. You can't be misakin the tevel in any way. So now there's a shayla, which is more chomo. So one of you holds that tevel is more chomo, one of you holds truma is more chomo. The shtikel ha'ore from the Chsam Sofer and this mahalach, the Chsam Sofer asks, he says, they're making an akimte, that le'ev shebechulin means that there's tevel here, and I can't be mafresh, it's not mine. So mamela, it's either tevel or trume. Frek the Chsam Sofer, if it's not yours, how are you allowed to eat it? So the teretz is, hebikuach nefoshes is doiche de'isa gezel also, have laid in the Gemara. So he says, if I have a right to eat it, so memelis am gufa bailemanit, so that gufa should give me the capability to be mafresh trumas amaisres. That's the Chsam Sofer's kasha on the Poshes Drochem. You have to know, taking those as a tesis imsochem daf choftes, you have to know, it's not so poshet, if I have schusei achila, if that means it's stuck in mind to be mafresh trumas amaisres. Abok upon him, this is a ha'ore that the Chsam Sofer asks. Now, we have here a machloikis, tanoim, which is more chomo. The Tanakama holds that trum is more chomo. And Ben Taima says that pebble is more chomo. Each one gives a reason. The one that holds tevel is more chomo, because tevel, but the soul ben taime is because trum is chazi lekoyim. The other man, the yom holds trum is more chomo because tevel, you can be misakim. I thought there's a machloikis, Rashi and Toisvis and Yevomis Tav Peivovo Medalev, which the Asman de Reis is marich about this machloikis. And I thought, according to Rashi, is very gishmak ha-gemore. According to Tosfos, er ashtikel ha-ore. The Rashi in Daf Pei Vov Amud Aleph and Masechtas Yevomis seems to say that this tevel, the zachi of misa bidei shemayim. Tumah, the zachi of misa bidei shemayim. So Rashi seems to say, or that's how Tosfos understood Rashi, that the Iser Misa B'day Shemayim by Tevel is because of the Trumah. There's a potential, in Tevel, there's a potential Trumah. There's a Trumah Shaloi Hufrash. Every Chite can become Trumah. So Memele, so that's why there's the Chiv Misa B'day Shemayim. The Chiv Misa B'day Shemayim and Trumah Shaloi Hufrara is more chomer than Trumah Shehuvrara. After you mevarer, this is the Trumah, so it's Mutter L'Kahanim Al Kaponim. It's also the Yisraelim. But Kozman, it's Loi Huvrara, so Memele, it's also Afilu L'Kahanim. So the Iser Tevel is not, there's a new Iser Tevel, the Iser Tevel is the Trumah Ma'urabai, the potential Trumah, that trume asers tevel, and this trume is also a filum lekahanim. Also, that is shitas Rashi. So, according to Rashi, dachsma agemara is moire de kishmak. So now we have here a shaila. Beetzem, we have two types of trume. We have a trume shaloi huvrero adayin. That's called tevel belaz. And then we have Trumah Shehuvrara, and that is called Trumah. But we have here two types of Trumah. And now the Gemara is clearing which Trumah is more chomer. Which Trumah, the Trumah which is in the state of Tevel, or the Trumah after Aproshe. So the Gemara says, that's the Din over here. You have two Trumahs. So one man, the Yomar, says that Trumah Shehuvrara is gringer, because you see, it's Mutter L'Kahanim. So you see, this is a Mochomodike Trumah. This Trumah, it's the same Trumah, now became Mutter L'Kahanim. So if you're clarifying which Trumah is Mochomo, the Trumah Shehuvrara is a gringer Trumah. You see that, Al Kaponim, that now became Mutter L'Kahanim. So this Trumah is a gringer Trumah. The other man, Yomar, said no. This Trumah Shaloi Huvrara, that means this potential Trumah, but it can become Chulin also. That means Kozman, it's in the Tevel state, the Einach Hanami, Ba'asher Usham, it's also full of Kahanim, but Lemais, it's Bekoich to become Mutal Gamri. It can become Chulin. So the Be'etzim, so Dachsim, it's very Geshmak, we're speaking about the Iser Trumah in two states. There's a state, Koidim Shehuvra, and there's a state, Efra Shehuvra. We're speaking about the same Issa, and you can look at it in two Eifanim. You can look at it in two Eifanim. One Eifan is that this one is Kil, one Eifan is that this is Kil. According to Shitas HaTaisves, that the two different Isurim, Mustam is also good the Gemara, but, I had a shtikel ha'orah from the Gemara B'sochim, but Mestam, it's also good. But according to Rashi, is very geshmak, the dion, the machloikis over here. Look the Gemara weiter. Now, what did Rabbi say? Rabbi said, heiche de efshe b'chulin, de kula almi loy pligi, this misaknina loy. That if it's possible, so Rashi Lo Mshat means if it's possible to make chulin, and the chulin will be maspik, or according to the Shagasai, you'll make chulin and you'll be mevatel the trum and the chulin. So we end up with chulin. Kulamel loy pligi de misakninelei umasvinelei. Frechte gemore pshite. I mean, versteht ihr, what that's poshet? If you can make it chulin, it'll be mutter. So, versteht sich, you make it chulin, why do you have to say this? So the Gemara, it says, leitzriche, what is the chiddush of Rabbe? Leitzriche b'shabbos. Mishach say Bulmes is speaking about, what about the Yom Kippur? We're speaking about in the middle of the year. So here we're speaking about it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. Shabbos now ought to be mafresh trumes and maisres. In fact, the Gemara b'Shabbos nami pshite tiltul midarabonanu. What is the iser of making a froshes trume? You have now it's tevel, so you'll take a chaylik and you'll say a reizu trume. So you metaltul mukte. So if you go the tiltul darabonon, You could be mata the iser. Here the Rosh Hashanah asks an ishtek teire that why is the pshita that there should be mutter? And here the Davne Miluim says because I'mem lodem chatei b'shvu sheiske chavecha ben iser the rabbonim. So kaponim. So the Gemara says it's a tilta mid the rabbonim. It's an iser the rabbonim of mukze. So versteht sich, you're allowed to be metaltal mukze in order to be matzal yener from tevel. From trume, versteht sich, what's, from tevel. It's a tevel. Rabbi Kiveger says on this Gemara, v'chein hu yevomis, tav tzadigimul almet alef, v'tzorech iyon godol. Dachs mir, Rabbi Kiveger means to ask a kasha as follows. The Gemara says, that the reason that you're not allowed to be mafresh trume is because of tiltul mukze. That means, for example, what'll be if you'll have tevel in two kelim, a small keli and a big keli, and I'll say that the tevel and the small keli should be truma and the big keli without touching it. So it should be mutter. There's no tiltul mukze over here. Pashit, the Rishonim say that there's two other reasons why one is not permitted to be mafrish truma. One reason is that nireke mesakin. He's mesakin before it's tevil, now it's chulin. The second reason is it's nireke mekech hamemke. He's making it momen hashevet. He's making his momen hashevet, so it's nireke mekech hamemke. Nagemore only seems to hold that the whole Isser is tiltul mukze. That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. And the Chayim also asked the kasha. And for the Gemore, let's get back to the kasha. The kasha is on Rove. What did Rove say? That if you can make it chulin, you should make it chulin. Versteht sich? If you can make it chulin, a fillet involves an Isser der Rabbonim. Versteht sich? I mean, to make it chulin. We're speaking about an otze that the tvu is a tevel the rabbonon. Yeah. So here, so it's a chiddush. So Rabbi said a chiddush. That means that I should be yoyver an iser the rabbonon to be matzel him from an iser the rabbonon. No. if that's the whole thing, let him be yoyver. I should be yoyver the iser the rabbonon because of him. It's only in Issa the Rabbonon. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi. So Rabbi said, a gewaldike Chiddush then. Yes. You should be over on Issa the Rabbonon of Tiltul in order to be Matzalim from Issa the Rabbonon of Tevel. The Lomdus is Mestome because called the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Raisa Tikkun. A Tevel the Rabbonon is Tevel is the Hanisa Shesh by Mrs. Bezen. So a tevel the rabbanon also has a tinge of that chaimer. Tevel is a nisa sheesh by misa b'day shemaim. It's only a tevel the rabbanon. Bal kaponim it's me'en that iser of tevel which is a chaimer misa b'day shemaim. Mashen came tiltul mukze. No, tiltul mukze is nishkefelach. That's a pure iser the rabbanon. So it's Kedai. That was Rabbi's Chiddush. That was Rabbi's Chiddush. Rabbi said that it is Kedai to be Mafresh Trume in order to be Matzel de Choylem Van Isel Tevel de Rabbon. Let us see Rashi. Efshe Bechulam Pshita de Mesakni Nalei. What's the Chiddush? Leitzriche B'Shabesh Apilu Shabesh Osel Afresh Trume Samaisa Yafreshu V'lo Yechilu Utzvolem. The tevel shaloi mid rabbonon, ushvus tafroshes maisres b'shabes the rabbonon. Ashmein and sheyitra shvus, puloy achilu tevel the rabbonon. And Rashi says, but the Muslim say later this for the osu le mishchina mi tevel de raise ki agarna. Because that if we'll be eating tevel, so there'll be matter by an otzitz nokov also tevel. No otzitz nokov b'shein tevel de raise. So that's why they said it. So we should always be mafresh trumim, even though it's a not a sheni nokav, but a not it's nokav. Now the Gemara goes back to the machloikis Tanakam and Ben Taimeh, Marsover tevel chomu, u marsover truma chamura. That's the machloikis. So the Rishash asks over here, good morning, that machloikis we had already. We explained this already, that's the machloikis. Why does the Gemara repeat itself? Nochamul, marsover tevel chomu, marsover truma chamura. So the Rishash wants to say something very interesting. He says it is brought down that machilim esaniyim demai. The Mai is a Tevel de Rabona, Roiv Amaratz Maasrim, of Chazal Vachayish, Lemiyute. So, but an Oni, Achsanoi, you're allowed to give the Mai. Fine. What is the halacha if the person who had the Mai was Mafresh Trumas Maisa, Mafresh Trumas Maisa, Lemaisa? It's Mafresh Trumas Maisa. And now it comes an Oni. He's allowed to give this Oni Trumas Maisa. I mean, the Mai is Chulun now. He was mafresh. He's allowed to give the oni trumas meis. Now, if you'd ask us, we would say, why not? I mean, if they were mater, this tevel derabonon, this demai, which is a tevel derabonon, they were mater for aniyim, they were mater tzerech achnosas erechim. So the trumas meis, the trumas meis is not worse than the tevel. How much tevel it is, that's how much trumas meis it is. So lechayra, we would say, if you're allowed to give him tevel, you're allowed to give him trumas meisa. Afal pi kein, that's not as teira. The halacha is, since you was kaira shem truma on it, so you're allowed to give it a very tanoni. The kriya shem truma is, so we see by this tevel, the rabbonon, we have something, a very unique halacha, that the mai is kill, the mai is also a tevel, the rabbonon. But the demai is killed on the trumas meiser sheboy. The demai, they said that you're allowed to give taniyim, and the trumas meiser, they said you're not allowed to give taniyim. So memela, that's why our Gemara had to repeat now, reiterate what the machlokes was before. We just said now a shtik teira, we're speaking about an otzer sheni nokev. We're talking about a tevel derabonon. So memela, maybe one would say, ooh, if it's a tevel derabonon, maybe everyone holds that tumah is more chomer than tevel derabonon. Just like the halach is by demai. So what's the machloikis weiter? So the Gemara says, no, demai is taki anders. Demai is taki reiv amaratz ma'asrim, and there taki, the demai is taki killed, and the tumah is meiser. Masha enkein, by a tevel derabonon, of a notzer sheni nokev, there, Masova tevel chamura, masova truma chamura. Zog te gemore weiter, leimo tanoi. So, aber bekitzer, we hear here a memra of Rove, that Rove said, that if a person is put into a matzev, that either he gives a tevel darabonon tachoylo, or he is oiva an iser darabonon of making a frosh in Shabbos, he makes the frosh. That's what Rabbi said. That's what Rabbi said. I'm sorry. That's what Rabbi said. Like the Gemara, leima tanoi. Maybe this shtik toira of Rabbi is a machlekes tanoi. The sanya we learned about Rais as follows: Misha noshchei nochosh, a person was bit by a snake. Kairin loy roifei mimokim lamokim. We permitted it's a tzakonos nefoshes, a snake bite, a poisonous snake. So we call a doctor mimokim lamokim. He should come after the chutz l'tchum. There's a refuah, you tear open a tanagoilis and you put the tanagoilis on the place of the bite. So, you'll have to do this in Shabbos also. The goiz is in loyes a krishim. And then you go and cut krishim. Krishim is a type of a onion. Umachilin oisai. And you give it to him. This is also good for a snake bite. Bein tzorich lasa. So krishin is yerokes. Goizen leis a krishin means that you're allowed to be tailish in Shabbos. Umachilin oise bein tzorich lasa. So you give him this tevel darabona. It's tevel darabona. You give it to him. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi loza bab shimen oima lo yoichel ad she yaasa. No. You should be mafresh maizres os. Why should you give him tevel? Lo yoichel ad she yaasa. Frag de Gemara, neime Rabbi Loza b'Rab Shimon hi b'loi Rebbe. So comes out that what Rabbi said, that you're mafresh in Shabbos, trumas ha-maisres, in order to be matzalim from a tevel d'Rabbona. So it comes out, that's like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Bulei Rebbe. It's the Moses of Hilatayim Rebbe. At can le come Rebbe Hossom, Elin Yemaisa Yerik de Rabbon, by Maisa Yerik de Rabbon, and Takim, Ziyelt Fakert. Why should I be over Nisa de Rabbon to battle you for Nisa de Rabbon? You can be over Nisa de Rabbon. You're the Chayla, why should I be over for you? Aber bei Meister Dogon, der Tevel der Reise, but by Dogon. That by Dogon, there is a Tevel der Reise, who be knuckled. For the Rabbi Moide, the Shoris lay bots a chain in Noki, bots a lamechel, bots a chew knock. So therefore, by a not a chain in Noki, everyone will be Moide, that we're mafresh. Zogt Rashi, lay metanoihi, Hach der Rabbe Dome be de Efshe bechule mesaknine lei be de chinen Shvus taf Rosh estrume be Shabbos mikam yachil es tevel dot vashayne nokiv der Rabbonen koyren lei roife be Shabbos ve koyren lei tan de geilis losis ala makke shazui refu osay ve geiz is in lei krishin in am chuba lachi lei krishin kalsi lei ma od der Rabbe Rabbe Lezabab Shimini dome mafrishin lei trume be Shabbos Vayachilu tevel drabonon kegon yerik v'lei rebi di rebi oma in tzoch lase ad kan lekom a rebi alinyin maisa yerik drabonon v'lei michlef betevel deraisa. People won't make a mistake between the tevel drabonon and tevel deraisa. This is yerik, it's only drabonon. Abo dogon deraisa v'lei rebi moide v'apotze sheni nokev maisa de michlef bedereisa. Tana rabonon Mi sha'och say bulmes, ma'achilin oy say dvash, v'chol mine mesike. Give him sweet food, food that has a lot of calories, pap, sha'dvash, v'chol mine mesike, me'irin mo'er einov shalodom. We learned yesterday that bulmes, he loses his eyesight. That's the simon of sakone, and zakert, you only know, and the refuah is when he gets back his eyesight. So memela, you give him dvash, give him mini mesika, this is very good. Pavo pishen rai ledovo, zeche ledovo. Yehoinesen said, ruuno ki oiru einai ki toamti maat dvash hazeh. There was a mice in Nach that they were fighting with the Plishtim, and Shaul wanted to make sure that they should make now a soften the Plishtim, so Shaul was mashbia everyone that they're not allowed to eat anything. They have to continue fighting. Yehoinesen was not aware of the Olo that his father was mashbia, and when he heard it, they said he went and he had eaten some sugar cane. Yaris Dvash, he'd eaten some sugar, the syrup that had dripped down. And he said, look at the effect that he had. Runo ki oiru einai ki to'amti ma'at dvash hazeh. So we see that our koponim, that sweet things, are successful by this machla. Like the Gemara, my afa pishen rai ledovo, the hosim labum is achazye. That means there he wasn't a chaylish yesh by sakone. So in his darge, it helped. It could be if you're in the matzav of bulmus, it wouldn't help. The Masho says, how did the Gemara know that he wasn't in the matzav of bulmus? Agavucha, the Malbum says that he wasn't a matzav of bulmus. Veisachnish, what he does with our Gemara. But Al Kaponim, the Masho says that the Gemara knew he wasn't a matzav of bulmus because they had tainis to him, your father Asad. The father was Mashbiah. She says, if he was a bulmus, if this came on, the father asked, these are chaylish yesh by sakone, it's mutter kol yisrum shebetoyrem. So al kol choch, he wasn't a bulmus over there. Al kaponim, it was a chatzi bulmus. It wasn't a mamela, so that's what you see. You see, a chatzi bulmus is good, sweet foods. A bulmus? Could be. Av bishen rai ledovo, but a zeich ledovo. Omar Abaye, lo yishonu ala acha achilem. That when are sweet foods good after you've eaten already? Avul koy de machila migra gore. But before he eats, and he'll start eating sweet food, so this will have an adverse effect, because the whole machlis, he's hungry as it is. He's very, very hungry. So in mele, by eating something sweet, which will megar his appetite, so that'll have a very great adverse effect. So he'll get more hungry yet, and that'll be the end. Tachsiv. So Abaye Boraya, that after you give him food, then you give him something sweet. So you see what the Seder was. They gave him the dveila and the tzmukim after they gave him lechem umayim. So vayistachoyis, that's the Seder. The Masha brings another eyes. He says, according to Abaye, you have to say Yohanes and didn't have a bulmus. Because if he had a bulmus, he took dvash and it was good for him. Abaye says, fakert. If you have a bulmus and you take the dover mosik, it's fakert. It'll have an adverse effect. Omar, Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Misha Ochsai bulmus, Machilin Oisai Alya bedvash. A fatty meat with dvash. Avuna bereid Rabbi Shua ma avsoilas nekiya bedvash. Papa ma afilakimchi desari bedivsh. Exactly what the machlokes is over here, I wasn't able to be mevar. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, pam aches ochzani bulmis, veratzti lemizrocho shel teina. And I ran right away to the mizrach side of a teina, vikiyamti baatzmi achochme techaye berleo. That what I ran to the Mizrach side of the Taina was a very smart thing. Achochmet Techai Bailel, the Tony Rav Yosef, a Reitzel Litoim Tam Taina, if he wants to be Toyim a sweet Taina, Yifne Le Mizrocho, Shenema O Mimeged Tvuoi Shemesh. The Mesikis of the Tvuis comes from the side that the Shemesh shines on. It would seem that the Mizrach side is more, for some reason, more exposed. The Rishash Mutzitzich, the sun goes on all sides. But Al Kaponim, we see the Shemesh brings the Mesikas and the Tfuah, so he went towards the Mizrach side, which derives the most benefit from the Shemesh. Al Kaponim, you have to know, if he ate before, didn't eat before, maybe did eat before. Because to eat right away something sweet is not desirable. Let us see Rashi. Ruuna ki oiru einai bi einosung si. Vachi garsinen. Main rai ladov adosum la bulmesoch zei. Migre gorir. Mamshech hasalev letaivis rooven. So it's going to have an adverse effect. V'yoich alechem v'hoda v'yitna loy pelach devela. Al yeboso shomein moid. Und mis roche shaltene sha shemesh make shom in aboy kerat khatsoy sa yoim ba shemesh me masay kasaperi und mi meged loshen madane sagte gemore weiter Rab Yehude ve Rab Yosef ave kaozli beuche hoch sei bumes la Rab Yehude. Rabbi Yehuda all of a sudden got a bulmus attack. Kopchei leroye ochle lerifte. So he went, Sarashi says, Kopchei, kofoi, vinotal kikchei heimenu. He forced him, he took away his kik, he took away his food. The Rabbi Nechananu says, kloima ochle kol masha oyeloi. Whatever this roye had, he took it away. The roye was left without anything. We see from this Gemara, my God, later I saw that the Chassam Sofer, the Chuvis brings the Raya from this Gemara, but doesn't speak it out. There's the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samech Amud Beis, Klal Zeh Shaila, Mahu Lahatzel Atzmai B'momen Chaveiroi. That's the Gemara's Ashaila. Is one permitted to be Matzal Atzmei B'momin Chaveiroi? And the Gemara feels like also Lahatzal Atzmei B'momin Chaveiroi. So Taisvis Afan Or says, I boilei im chayev l'shalem k'shehitzel atzmei b'mnei p'kuach nefesh. The shayla of the Gemara, the Prashid Rochim explains, is not as one permitted to be matzel atzmei b'momem chavere, it's zich he's allowed to. P'kuach nefesh is doich everything. You're allowed to be mechal l'shabish, allowed to steal also. There's no shayla. The shayla was, is he mechuyev to pay for what he took? Since he's allowed to do it, some ayla, perhaps there's no din tashlumim, but afshenein, you're allowed to do it, but you have to pay. The Gemara feels like you have to pay for it. About kaponim, that's how Taisvis learns. Rashi in the sugya says over there, that Rashi seems, that you're not allowed to, that Rashi learned the Gemara kipshutoi. That the shayla is, are you permitted? Are you not permitted? You're not allowed to, you're not permitted. So the Parashas Drochim asks on that Rashi, doesn't understand what's the lomdus of Rashi, but that's, he blows at Zochin and Rashi. But Al Kaponim, we see from our Gemara, it is permissible. I mean, you see here that he did it, Maiserav. Now what Rabbi Yossi had against him, I don't know. But Rabbi Yossi had a psatayne, when they came to the city, ochsei bulmes la Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Yossi got his bulmes. Adru balgi vitzoi. No, Rabbi Yossi was sick, so all the people in the shtot, they ran out with dishes of food and everything to give him. He has to eat. It's a konus nefoshes. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, ani kipachti yasaroye, v'ata kipachta seir kula. Because your kindness on me, the whole shtot lost their suppers because of you. Let us see Rashi. Adru balgi v'tsoi sevavu b'nei yir v'kifu leginin shel dvash umesike o kaore shel tavshil, and they gave him mamish shepsazoy kisud shleime b'shaite. V'su Rab Meir, another Meiser, Rab Meir v'Rab Yehuda v'Rab Yosi v'Kaozli b'Uche. Rab Meir habedayik b'shmo. Rab Meir, he said a name tells us something. Rab Yehuda v'Rab Yosi lo vadayik b'shmo. Kimota lohu duchte bo'ish pizeh. So they came to a certain place, so they wanted to find a place where to be. We'll see this was Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Yobulu. So the guy, he took them in. Amruloi mashimcho, what's your name? Amruluhu Kider, my name is Kider. Omar, so Rameya said, this seems he said to himself, Shma mino odam roshahu. Shenema Kider tapuche seima. So Kider is not a good name. Kider is, vaisto is Kider tapuche seima. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, they didn't darshan Shemus. They based him from Gornish. Ashlimu lei kisayu. So they gave him over their wallet. It's Erev Shabbos. So they gave him over. He should watch their wallet. He should put it away. Rameya lei ashlim lei kisay. He didn't give him his wallet. Kiteo tapuches heima. He didn't trust him. Also, let us see the Bach. This is a Gilson Dein Yaakov. Le'ashlem le'kisei, ozol rameya. Now, he has a problem. What does he do with his wallet? Where's he going to put it? He didn't trust this one. Ozol rameya oisvei bekade. So he put it in a pitcher. Ve'kovri be'kivri da'avua da'haugavri bereshe. And he buried it in the base oilom by his father. His father was buried there. So he put it bereshe over his head. That's where he buried the money. Right. Now that night, Erev Shabbos, so his father came to him in the cholim. He told him, the father of Isaac is going like the son. Over my head there's money over here. It's a lot of money. So come and take the money. That was the cholim. So he was masked to go on Shabbos also to take him. That wasn't a problem. No, the Shaila was, I wanted to make sure a mayor was there, because Satam Zegabadat, why a mayor didn't give him the money. Satam Zegabadat. So he went over and he was looking at Meir straight in the face. He wanted to see if he can get pale or not. That's what the Ben Yoda wants to say. If he's gonna, so he told over the Cholim, and you think it's a Yesh Dvorim Begav? Omrulei, Chelme de Beishim Sheiles Bo Mamosh. Such a Cholim, it's nothing. Others say pshat, because the whole day he was thinking how to get Rameir's money. So Mamela, this is the Chach, the ganze Tag. So Mele, night he chalmed about the money, but also Rameya v'notri kula yoyme. But Rameya went to the Beis Olam, Amora diki Gemara there, the ganze Shabbos, by Shalashudis, Rav and the Rav, and he was singing Bismillah David, Mustamad al-Damas from the cave, and the money is there. There's no shail about it. V'aisei, and then he brought it back, Metzoy Shabbos. That's what Rameya did. Now here a shtickle ha'ore, in Yeredeye, Simen Shin Samach Dalet, the Shach Sifkot and Gimel says, the Osa Lidreich Al-Gabei HaKvorim, one is not permitted to walk over a cave, because the offer that's covering the mace is Osa Bano. Rabbi Kiveger and the Tshuvis, Simen Mem Hei says, by what we take from the Loshon HaTur, the Tur says, Ha'ofer shemechasin boyes ha-meis b'soich ha-kever oso b'hano, davke kishir kisuyoi pnei ha-meis. This is Rabbi Kiveger's Ashtik Teire. The amount of offer that's covering his face. Shezehu lekovet ha-meis, and that becomes oso b'hano. Avul mashu lemailo mize, but the rest of the offer that's on top of it, yeshleim adoisin ze rak sheyakar keshovesh lo yipel anoifel. That means the offer that is also bano is only the offer that's covering the pnei hameis. But the offer on top of that, that's not for the meis, that's not look over the meis, that's not, people shouldn't fall in. Yeshleim bahach offer mutter bahano, Ula midivrei hataz and simen tov takchavov sivkot and beiz and mogen avrom sivkot and yud loy mashen mekein ele dakel have tzayre chameis. So Rabbi Kiveger brings down a shaila that if the whole goiva ha'ofer is also bano or just the offer which is needed to cover the pnei hameis. So l'chayre, it seems he was, I think bereshe means, that's the also my ois v'bekadu v'kovri v'kivri davu du gavr bereshe. L'chayre means over his head, I think. So l'chayre, so how is allowed to do it? Also ba'ano. For according to Rabbi Kiveger, it's gewaldic, but he says the mashmoy says that the others are disagree with this. Fine, Al Kapon Rameh had his money. Lamocho Amruloi Havlon Kisan. Give us our kiss. Amrulula heard from me. I never took a kiss from you. Amrulah Rameh Amailoi Dai Kiso Bishmo. Why were you so smart? Why weren't you Medaik Bishmo? Amruloi Amailoi Amrit Lon Ma. Why didn't you tell us that he's not Veleslach? Amrulu Eima Da Omri Anoch Shoshe Achzuki Mi Omri. It's not 100% proof to tell you that he's not Ontlich. I couldn't tell you, so. Mashchu, now they were in hot water. Now they needed their money. As a cloud. Mashchu vailu lechnuse. They went and they wanted to take him for a treat, so they took him to a bar. And they started giving him to drink. They were hoping maybe somehow he might say something, they might find out something, they'll be able to use it to get back the money. Ashkiyu chamro, chozo talfechi asfome. So they noticed that when he was drinking the wine, they noticed that in his mustache there was some adashim, lentils. So it seems the last meal he'd eaten was lentils. Ozlu v'yovu simna ledevisu. So now they went back here. They told him he can drink another 5 drinks over here. They left him in the bar. Then they went back to the wife and they told her, you know, your husband said that you should give us these 2 kisim. And he gave us a simin that the last meal that he had eaten was lentils. But that was a very good simin. V'shaklu l'kisayu. So they took the kisim. Ba'aisu, they left. Ozalihu, he came back, and he found out that the kisim were taken. V'kotle l'itza, and he went and killed his wife. Ba'ayna disanye, ma'im rishoyne mechilu boso chazir, ma'im achoynim hogo es ha'nefesh. Zot Rashi, let us see Rashi. Daik bishma bishma ishal balabais im noam keya. Ashlimu leki sayar of Shabbosoy bifkidu etz leki sa. Devei shimshi shal arve Shabbosis. Lesbu ma Moshe. Tesh odem bimnuche ma harer v'roye chaloymes miskabno ilitchoyse shlo yelech v'yitlenu. Chosu talfachi asfome ru adashim al sfome. Yovu simnu udvisa ba'ilichome shatitnu shatitni lonu kiseinu b'zeloch osimin. So Tefania, Maimer Rishayne, Machilu Bosa Chazir. Punktik Yisrael Hoyo, there was a storekeeper. The Yemoichel Yisrael Dvorma Motorem, Machilom, Yemoichel Enochi Bosa Chazir Mebush. Boy Yisrael Punktik, Varosh Loinotol Yodo, Kshehisev Lechol Nosan Lepon the Bosa Chazir. So that what Yenna didn't wash, Maimer Rishayne, so he ended up eating Chazir. Maimer Rishayne, Holgo was a nefesh. Zuhi ishtei shal ze, she'ilu notl ma'im achoynim, derech hanoitlum yodayim lekaneich esfomom, be yodayim toifreis, lehoyu adashim nirim, then there wouldn't have been adashim left in his mustache. But since he didn't do this, olamayse, so what happened, happened. Yeah, lupsoiv avudaiku bishmo. Later they had this mice, this was a lesson that you have to be daik bishmo. Kimotolo base the shmei bolo, lay ailu the gabe, didn't enter this house. Omrish mamino roshu, rsiva oma la bolo neufim. It says, bolo bolo, kloima, kbeache bolois, yosuli yadno kloima, zekeino bineufim. So bolo, it's mentioned the word bolo by neuf. So they didn't go into the house. So the mashoyas sakashe, so when they were daik bishmo, they didn't go into the house. Meir was daik bishmo. He went to the house. He just was careful. So what's pshat in this? So they bring from the Iyei Hayom, the Yom says a beautiful teretz. That here, Vaisto is, that this was Hashem, that the Yene is choshud and znus. So it's a base vad leznus, that the house was such a bais miyuchad leznus. So that's why Mamelov says in Mishlei, al tikrav lepesach beisa. A base zayne you don't go. So therefore, that's why they didn't go. Masha enkein, here it says, ki doir tapuch eseina bonim loy eimon bo. So the mayor darshans, you can't trust him. So you can't trust him, so you didn't give him the money. But there is no iser to go into the house. Asha'enke, and here they realize it's a bezoina, so here you don't go into a house of a zoina.